morning.
When we sing these songs, we just don't get up there and sing the song. You know, like you just sang a song because you know it. The song gonna have to be a part of you.
So it's in us. It basically, it's a part of our DNA.
First, you got a chance to go up to the church to stay up all night long. That was the big high for me. And what, I mean, they had a big old fire on the outside. We goes in the church and move all the benches back and get around the potbelly stove, clapping. And I watched them, and I was amazed.
This tradition has survived in our family for over 300 years. It's been here with us since the first one of our ancestors set foot here in American soil. On an academic level, the ring shout is an impressive fusion of call and response singing, rhythmic percussion. The non-academic definition of the shout. The shout is a spiritual connection between family members and community. I've always seen my great-grandmother and her generation do it. And I've seen my grandmother and her generation do it. I've seen my mother and her generation do it. Because a lot of the time we're performing for coastal regions, so it's, for us, it's educating the students about themselves. And a lot of them don't know or realize that this was something that their great-grandmother did. And because it died out in their community, they don't know.
So great when you look at kids then, and we feed off of them, how their reaction to what we are doing, the looks on their face and how they're jumping up and trying to clap like we clap.
It's like buying a new car. You know that new car smell? That's what it's like when you see the really little ones out there and they're really into it and they're enjoying it and they're clapping, or they're trying to clap and they're patting their hands trying to get the beat. Move, Daniel, move. Daniel. And they're looking for that ghost note. It's really awesome.
Good job. You can go right this way back to Mr. Tree. Thank you so much.